welcome to TPCast episode number 47 here. I'm Lane.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Austin Kyle.
Alright, and this week we'll have our review on Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
So, wait for my harsh words.
So that will, I think, take up most of the podcast. But first, let's go into news that doesn't have anything to do with us. Bungie.net, they updated the website, so now it has, videos
and stuff,
which is really cool.
The outtakes are listen to a little.
Did you see the Halo 3 bloopers that they put up?
No.
It's really funny.
I don't think I saw those.
It's on here.
Anyway. So, go check it out, because they got a bunch of new videos and stuff. So, it's pretty funny. And then they also updated some of the playlists. This weekend's double XP thing is Rockets. I tried one round and I sucked.
It's no fun.
Yeah, I suicided three times the last round I played.
Yeah, and they updated, and the ranked big team battle is going to be double XP for the month of June. And
I've had my braces on for exactly a year and a half now, to the day.
When are you going to get them off?
I don't know, hopefully, soon.
Mine's going off in December or January.
Mind you, come off this month, but that doesn't matter.
And then
I have something that matters, but I'll
another
tell
thing
later.
That they updated in the playlist is they added. I know you told me about this. They added SWATy snipers, which is in SWAT only.
Did you
have
play
shotguns.
It?
I played it, and it sucks. I hate it.
Why?
So are you gonna be stopping SWAT forever?
No, I just really hate that shotgun, the SWATy.
Why?
What's so bad about it?
Just because it's when you go into SWAT, you expect BR, and there's just something satisfying about shooting a guy once in the head and he dies.
Yeah, I do that a lot on Valhalla with the sniper. I'll camp, and when they go at the main cannon, they're dead. I'm not kidding, they are. Really.
I don't even
there's no question about it. They're just
it
dead.
It takes one shot to kill them in the head, and I do it while they're moving, damn.
I
know, right? I know.
So that's a big thing.
They're so dead, I don't even have to shoot. I see them.
They go,
Yeah, I know. Not my face, my player.
And
that is so scary.
I got it two times in a row. And luckily, the first one we won. And the second one, all our team vetoed, and then the other team didn't. And so we got stuck playing it, and we totally got owned.
You got punted. Or punt.
Parent.
Or punt.
So, yeah, I really don't like that game type. They should take it out. Because when you go into SWAT, you expect BR starts and exploding heads of joy.
Well, maybe you should adjust your gameplay style.
Okay, indie count. Negative what?
We need to come up with a new count.
I don't know. We'll think about it for the, the next episode.
Well, anyway...
Another
Bush can't.
Oh, wait, not quite yet. Let's finish up the news here first. The news that doesn't have to do with us.
That's news that doesn't have to do with us.
Yeah. It's the Lego, it's the Lego Indiana Jones video game. I haven't got it yet, but...
Is it out?
Yeah, it came out June 3rd.
Is
so,
it gay?
I guess it's just like the Lego Star Wars game, only with Indiana Jones. So,
and it's only
I'll
the first
plan on
three
getting
games.
It at some point.
So anyway, there are 200...
Don't look yet.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, you can go ahead. Alright.
Well, 227 days till he's out of here. And hopefully Barack Obama, because Hillary dropped out, you know.
Yeah. But it'd be really cool if she was vice president.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Because then they would own.
And
McCain. McCain
would have a heart attack.
It would be mulatto guy and woman.
And then they should go into team doubles together. See what they could do. Their
McCain
game attack, their BO, and
McCain and
HC.
Bush.
Alright, so, yeah. LucasArts is also coming out with a new game called Fracture this October. It looks pretty good. Looks like they're kind of copying Halo in that way.
Let me see.
It's going to make a sound when I click on it. Because that's just what the website does. No, this isn't Lego at all.
Oh, it looks kind of Gears of War actually.
Yeah, Gears of War E, but
the battlefield was changed forever.
Like the drop, the dropship that they have, it's kind of like looks kind of like a pelican, in a sense.
What's it called? A geese?
I don't know. Okay.
And it's the swan, Kevin. Elizabeth.
Right. So now.
Swan. Yes.
So now,
MLG news. It does have to do with this.
Yeah.
H3 updated Artificer.
Doing some tweaking to the website, and now we have this.
Am personally expecting a whole new. It's called template for the website. That looks awesome. Just change it, see how it looks for day.
Although
new template.
There aren't really any other template options in the website editor, which sucks. I would love to change the background to black. That'd be awesome.
Then it would take really long to load. Trust me, you wouldn't be able to see it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but still, it'd be cool looking.
If you have Kyle's computer, your computer takes forever.
Anyway, I added this nifty little search box up here, which searches sites.
You can customize Google in a way to make it search any website or websites that you want.
Yeah, so let's type in Jack Pid.
Woo! Yeah, that's me.
All right.
You should type in
press search.
Cast.
I bet if we did
sometimes
another
it doesn't
one,
work.
I couldn't do it.
Maybe because nothing. So
yeah.
Search.
All right, and then it even comes up on the page. There, the first one is the Pirates of the Backyard fan site.
Ooh.
So,
interesting.
I made it countless results for like all the sites that kind of have to do with our site.
Did you use the TP Media and the old website?
I didn't use that.
You know, I put up
TP Media doesn't even work anymore.
Yeah.
I put up two new Halo videos today on our YouTube account. One was, I think you saw it. It was a music video.
Yeah.
It was just a little quick one. Actually, it took a really long time to make, but I really like it.
Also,
and then. Also, I just put up really quickly. I just filmed it with our Mac just really quickly because we had to go. But I filmed this betrayal that I got today that sucked so bad.
I didn't see that.
Anyways, because I just put it up a minute ago right before we came here.
If only you guys could get that montage up, because that was really good.
The montage,
you
can convert it into email, send it in, but it has to be like 10 megabytes, and it was like 89. Megabytes, so.
And if you get it down to 10 megabytes, that's gonna be pretty sucky quality.
I know, which is why I'm trying to figure out how to get it up. I'm looking at ways to get it up.
Do you want to watch the stupid betrayal ahead?
Not right now.
Okay.
We also got, like, a new partner.
H3, I can never memorize that word. Artificer. Artificer.
Artificer.
Halo 3 Artificer.
And over the summer, which is
H3,
one more week of school, and then you can start
Wednesday
working on
out. Actually, Thursday is the last day, but we graduate the day before, so it's like, whatever.
That's kind of funky.
I know.
No,
eighth graders don't have to come to school on Thursday because they graduated the day before, so.
Oh!
Okay, so anyway, what was I talking about? That.
Oh, yeah.
Over the summer, didn't you say we're going to start working on some machinima to promote?
Yeah, they came to me after we, like, accepted partnership, and he's wondering if I could help out with some machinima videos to help promote their site and to tell them how it works and stuff.
Kevin and Kyle, awesome Kyle, are going to be helping, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so the website is kind of like ForgeHub, where you get to show off your Forge creations for Halo 3.
Okay, then. Also, I'm wondering, I saw that Marlon the Elite was online like 12 hours ago or something.
Yeah.
Is that like you making something? Or?
No, that was me just accepting friend requests. Marlon the Elite Xbox Live account now has like 50 friends.
50.
And for those of you who need
like
to know this,
spots.
What?
Who?
His.
Huh? Oh.
His
You want to say my gamer tag?
No, the...
Marlon Dee gamer tag?
Yeah. Live ran out, right?
Oh yeah, the Marlon Dee Elite Xbox Live, the free trial of the Xbox Live Gold ran out, so Marlon Dee Elite, the actual account, can't play on Live anymore, but I can still on the other account, so.
And that account's name is not.
Yeah, I kind of don't want, like, a lot of friend requests.
When are we going to get the next so nice Marlon done?
Hopefully I'm going to film this weekend and get it on the computer. So hopefully it'll be out next week.
Good.
We did that so long ago, and it's like, geez. Well, you were on vacation, so.
Yeah.
Episode 17 is going to be awesome. Trust me. Because I'm, like, the main guest character. Mm-hmm. All those are awesome.
So then we also got some new movies kind of out, or I should say videos. I'm not sure.
Want to watch them?
If this was in the last podcast, but I think it was Marlon Dee Elite episode 16. Our latest episode of Marlon Dee Elite is out on YouTube. You can, like, go see it and stuff. And then we came out with a couple more videos. Waiting for Indy. The Light, and then outtakes from episodes 15 and 16 of Marlon Dee Elite. Voice outtakes, I should say. So, those are all on our YouTube account, so go watch them and view them and love them.
Cheers forever.
Watch my sucky betrayal.
Not right now.
Come on. And then it's really quick.
No. And then another thing to mention is I was just watching, like, the latest episode of Podtacular, and, you know, they're, like, podcast, their audio podcast, like, shut down, but they're doing, like, a video podcast thing.
Do they mention us?
No, I sent in a video of an awesome map I made, and they showed it.
Hey, what map?
It's that modification of Blackout, you know, where there's that one thing above the airlift with a needler, and then the stairs coming, and then the overhang
that
walks
out. Oh,
the one
that Kyle sucked at and hated?
You should put up the rat race.
Yeah, so they featured that, and they actually didn't really have any complaints about it. They said that when you're playing it, you just need some time to get to know it, and then
they played on it.
Yeah, they showed them playing on it and stuff, so it was pretty cool. Yeah. My account is Master Chef Chief, for those of you watching the video.
Why not Master Chef?
I don't know. Want to make it more confusing? Anyway, so go check that out. It's the Podtacular episode 161, Tales and Customs, so go check that out. And by the way, my awesome map is on my file share, for those of you who know my gamer tag.
Is it called Perils End? Wait, which one is it?
Probably I think something like that. So, check it out. Okay, now I think it's time for for the main discussion, and that is...
Really quickly, before we get to the main discussion, Kyle and I went to go see this You Don't Mess With the Zohan movie today, so if you want to go see that sometime, we can review it.
Okay.
Kyle and I can review it.
Just briefly, how was it?
It was super funny. It was predictable, but funny.
It was, like, so funny, it made me want to jump down the stairs. I just wanted to get out my feet and jump down the stairs.
Are you going to go see Kung Fu Panda?
Maybe.
Are you?
I don't know.
Did you see the MTV Movie Awards?
No.
They're hilarious.
You have to see it. It's like... All right. The best ever.
The awards I've ever seen.
So now, for the main discussion, that's... Oh, by the way, we didn't get any, like, voicemails or emails.
That's gay, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about politics.
I had the phone number somewhere here, but I can't find it now. Oh.
You haven't memorized it already?
Yeah, tis. Please call in. It's 208-474-2690, and we'll say that again towards the end. So anyway, Indiana Jones 4, first, your overall
not impression. As good as I was expecting.
By the way, this is heavy spoiler, so, like...
And harsh words.
From Kyle. So, if you haven't seen the movie, don't listen to this anymore.
Okay, let me just say, that movie made me really, really mad, because it was like, I was so looking forward to it forever, and it just did not,
satisfy.
Did not yay eyes. Didn't make me want to go yay.
Okay, well, I actually thought it was okay. No. I like how they really made it look like it was the 50s. And
yeah, it was bright light.
Although, some parts of it, like you said, Lane, were really cheesy.
Yeah, like the monkey vine part, I hated that.
And the he was surviving funny. The nuclear blast.
And the three waterfalls. Those were all kind of very over the top and weren't that good. On the other hand, the rest of the movie was pretty good.
By the way, what we're talking about is, like, there's a nuclear blast and he hides in a refrigerator and he gets, like, blown up, but he survives. And another part is the monkeys. The Shia LaBeouf's character is swinging on vines with monkeys.
Like Tarzan.
Yeah. And then the other part was, they're in this, like, was it a car or a boat? I can't remember.
It was like a vehicle.
They were in this vehicle and it went down three waterfalls and they all survived.
Yeah.
So that's kind
of... They were humongous.
Yeah.
So, overall...
It was like the one in at World's End, but three of them and in the daytime.
Yeah. So... overall, I thought it definitely wasn't as good as Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I still can't decide if I like it better than Last Crusade.
I would say
Just because of Sean Connery, I think maybe just slightly behind Last Crusade.
I would say because of the, you know, effects that they use.
Well, I actually like it better. Less. I think I like it more than Raiders of the Lost Ark, but less than Last Crusade. Last Crusade is my favorite.
Was it Sean Connery?
No, I like it. By the way, Sean Connery was in it. It was just his face going...
That part was funny.
They showed it twice, like it had some kind of significance.
I know.
But it didn't.
It's trying to just seem sad, but they did it for too long and it got cheesy.
So, Lane, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was like the Jeep chase through the jungle.
Kyle, what was your favorite part?
Okay. I'm not sure if you remember this, but they were like, I need more stuff to throw.
Oh.
Like magnets, and they started pouring the grenades in.
Uh-huh.
And,
like, whoosh. I have two favorite parts. The motorcycle in the school, and he answers that kid's question, and it's just like, dude, whatever. And then,
Professor Jones, I have a question.
My other favorite part is the, what are you, like, 80?
Oh, yeah, that was a really good line.
All right, now it's time for Kyle's harsh words.
Alright.
I'm really hot. Can I take off my pants?
And we can film
for the sake of the people around you,
I'll just be really gay.
Like I did the two guys we saw on the TV today. Okay, so. Don't. Okay.
I think I'm gonna die.
Why?
Because Kevin's
look at
ugly.
Look at my legs. They're like, oh yes, baby. And I'm like, whatever. And they're like, okay, and sit on lecture.
Okay, so, it was terrible. I mean, there was, like, aliens and, like, a spaceship, and, like, they mentioned this other race of humans, and they showed the mummy, and I'm like, oh, come on. It's you know it's Steven Spielberg when they do that, but it's not Indiana Jones when they do that.
Air doesn't agree with him.
Yeah. Then there was a portal into another dimension, a live portal into another dimension.
Those are not cool.
But they're not Indiana Jones. I give it 2 out of 5 stars.
I actually liked kind of the alien part. Why? I even like the UFO part.
No. No,
I just wish they added more
detail. See it three times.
I just wish they had added, like, more details to the UFO, because it just looked...
And also, here's some more.
Although,
it was like, they based it on national treasure. It was like going into these caves and doing this and doing that and all these mysteries that they have to solve to get to this guy and do this. Right?
Although it was like 100% more McGrossum than National Treasure.
I mean,
that's
if you...
my word.
Hey,
McGrossum.
If you took out... If you called it National Treasure, something blah, 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 blah. Okay, National Treasure 3.
And replace Harrison for Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. It would be like exactly like a new National Treasure. Because think about it. Like, the guy's doing this, and I need paper and pen, giving that to write on. That's totally, like, you could see that in a National Treasure movie, you know? It was way too...
I kind of...
Agree with me.
I kind of see where
you're
coming
from.
They both kind of dealt with, like, the City of Gold and stuff like that, only this one really wasn't gold.
No, see, I just didn't like it very much. It did not live up to Indiana Jones.
That's kind of what I thought when I first saw it, but then when I saw it the second time, then I really liked it.
That's the time I saw it.
What about
the
third time?
The third time I didn't like it as much as the second, but more than the first.
It's because you were watching it with us. I made it so much better.
Okay, so we all agree. 2 stars?
No.
I give it 2 out of 5 stars. And consider this, 2 is really, really good for... my hatred of it. I will never see it again, hopefully.
Okay.
Unless it has really good special features, then I might just have to, like...
They have some, like, making of documentaries on the website right now.
No.
You can watch.
No.
So, I give it...
No.
Shut up.
3 stars.
I give it 4 stars out of 5.
I'm gonna give it 3.9 repeating...
Forever.
We'll go Aleph 1 minus 2.
It's the number before you paid it. Wait, I would have done 121 nines.
Or I could just say infinity minus 1. Yeah, infinity. It repeats until infinity minus 1.
Yeah.
You know what that number is?
What?
I was asking you, right?
Okay! Back to...
Yay.
So, one line that I...
can't get out of my head?
Yeah. There's, like, some really good lines. Mainly from, Shia LaBeouf. Is the what are you, like, 80 one. And then, like, what are you looking at, daddy-o? Or something like that, when... Like, lands on the Jeep.
My favorite Harrison Ford line was, like, they're in the... it's quicksand. No, this is dry sand. Quicksand is a combination of blah, 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 and they're, like, concentrated on the... Anyway.
I'd say my favorite Harrison Ford line in this movie... I might be forgetting one, though. That is better, but... one that stands out was, I don't think they're here for the milkshakes. Where they're, like, sitting in there, and he's like, see those guys over there? I don't think they're here for the milkshakes.
He took the beer off the tray and put it back in.
Yeah, so...
And then he wanted to fight that guy, take out his gun. No, I'm ready.
Yeah, so... it was a pretty good movie. I like
sure
it.
Was.
I did not like it. 2 stars. Did not live up to Indiana Jones!
So,
damn it!
So, just quickly.
No. Good.
In, like, an alternate... say, theoretically, that they made it Indiana Jones 5. What would be your initial reactions?
I would say... you know what? This better be good.
Alright.
I would probably say... another one? I think they're outdoing themselves. Let's not go see it.
No, they're making Transformers 2.
That was my laugh!
They started making Transformers 2 on Monday.
I remembered Monday, by the way.
Is it supposed to come out, like, next year?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
I want to go see that Tropic Thunder movie. That looks so funny.
And so, yeah, if they... I kind of be like you slightly, Kyle, where if they made Indy 5, you're like,
it better be like, damn
if,
good.
If you have a super good storyline and stuff, I mean, regardless, I'll definitely go see it once, at least.
No, you'd see it like 5 times just because it's Indiana Jones.
I said once at least.
How many times did you see Star Wars in theaters?
I think the most
9
was like 3.
We saw it 3 times and you saw it 4.
Wow. When The Grinch came out, I think I saw it 3 times. No, 6 times.
Wow.
Or more.
That's like a Die Hard.
And when Monsters, Inc. came out, Die Squad, like, so many times. Like, probably around 6 or something.
So, are you going to go see... Oh, yeah, I guess I assume. Yeah, you're going to go see WALL-E, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pixar's the bomb when it comes to CGI movies.
Are you?
Yeah. It's Kung Fu Panda I'm not sure about.
Me too.
And then I just saw on Yahoo that DreamWorks, like, the animation is coming out with another, like, animated movie this year.
Madagascar 2.
Yeah. It's like... Usually come out with like
and there's Ice Age 3.
Yeah, it's like you usually come out with like once a year and stuff, and now you're like cranking up the heat.
Jack Black's doing like 2 movies at once.
There's gonna be a Cars 2.
Kung Fu Panda and Tropic Thunder going at like the same time.
Yeah, there's gonna be a Cars. There's gonna be a Cars 2.
Yeah, I saw that like Toy Story 3, but I read like a brief synopsis and it doesn't sound good.
Okay. Here's, like, the movie that they're making. It's, like, WALL-E, then Up, then Toy Story 3, then the Bear in the Book.
No, Newt.
Newt, then the Bear in the Book, then Cars 2.
Bear in the Book, right?
That was the book. Whatever. Which has Reese Witherspoon in it, Kevin's favorite.
So, what's Up about?
It's about this old guy who meets this young chubby kid. I'm gonna call him Chubbs. And then they, like, adventure together.
Okay.
What, Chubbs? What's going on, Chubbs? Is that Chubbs? Chubby.
I can't do it. At least I can't see it on the podcast.
Chubbo.
Okay, so I think that's about it. We'll be back sometime or other. We'll probably have, like, another movie review since there's, like...
Kind of like an review.
Yeah, it's like summer
in the next one.
And there's totally, like, a bunch of movies coming out. Like, WALL-E and...
Hancock.
Mm-hmm, and The Dark Knight, which... I'm gonna go see.
It's gonna be, it's
gonna be
no matter
only because
yeah. No matter
yeah.
How bad it is, it's gonna do so good.
Yeah, because
of
yeah.
Oh no, and all the what's his character's name?
Batman.
No, he's his character.
Joker.
Joker. Really? All the Joker toys are sold out. You cannot find one anywhere.
Kyle was looking.
No, I wasn't. That's what my mom told us. It was on Yahoo.
Yeah, that's what I heard too on Yahoo.
I think my favorite Yahoo story is they take the sugar out of Oreos because it's too sweet in China.
So,
oh, too sweet.
Please email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
Well,
and call in at...
Right now, think of something to say and just do it so that we get something.
208-474-2690. So, we'll
yay.
See you all later, and we're...
Not see.
Oh, hear.
No, we won't hear them unless they call in at the number...
208-474-2690.
Yeah.
Why don't you just write... We'll have them write it down so we don't have to say it every podcast.
No, maybe we should. No, we should. Otherwise, they're just going to forget and not call.
Yeah.
Idiots.
All right.
I mean, bye. Wonderful fans.
Bye.